You are tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this Thursday.
Yes.
Beautiful Thursday. We say it's beautiful because God made it. It cannot be no other way. It is beautiful when you see everything. In Genesis chapter 1, it says, and whatsoever God made was good. God sees it good. God don't make anything bad, Diane. And God look at what he make and call it what?
Good.
Good. And I am a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God is my maker. I follow him, so I call Thursday good. In spite of, it is good. Why? Because God make it. You know, someone said, what's so good about it? God make it. That's what's good about it. This day, God made. It is good. I'm going to what? Live my best life when?
Today. And we're going to increase in what
we do.
We must increase in what we do. So how do we increase in what we do? First, we must develop the skill that is needed for the job that we are doing. So we have to have forward vision to see, to advance in that position. What do we need to do? Because a lot of times we're frustrated because we've capped out in our salary at a position, and then we want to get frustrated and get mad that we're not getting a raise.
Yeah.
But in order for us to increase, in order for us to increase our salary, we have to increase in our credential. If the job requires another certification, if it requires a completed degree in order to get into the next salary bracket, then we have to do it. We can't just sit there and be mad. Oh, I can't never get past $16 an hour on this job. Oh, they don't pay me anything. Oh, I'm worth more. Well, what do you need for the next tier and the salary?
Yes.
What do you need to do?
That's
do
right.
It. If that's the area that you are called to, you should be the best in it. So whatever the requirements are, do it.
All right.
And advance.
That's right. So, Dad, we're going to stay in Ecclesiastic and help our listeners, all our listeners, and make your day count, family, to be blessed on this Thursday morning. I'm going to give you another nugget this morning. And from Ecclesiastic 11, verse 3.
If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth.
Yeah.
And if a tree falls to the south or the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie.
Okay, so let's start with the first one. Mm-hmm. If the clouds are full of rain, it's going to what? Produce. It's not going to produce if an empty cloud. That's it. If the cloud is empty, there's not going to be no rain, my friend. But when it is full of rain, when it's full of water, it's going to empty itself upon the earth, and the earth will benefit from it.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
Yes.
There's nothing that we can do about it. I know it just in the most recent months, there have been times in different areas where they haven't had rain. There's nothing that they can do about it.
It's empty.
But when the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. So they do it themselves.
Yes.
It is out of control.
Yes.
Human control.
So you take this literally. Mm-hmm. When you are full of knowledge and understanding and wisdom, you produce.
Mm-hmm. Overflow.
Yes. You will produce.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You will produce.
And then think about how that the water evaporates and gets to that state where it fills the cloud. It takes heat.
Yeah.
It got to get hot. It got to go from the liquid stage in the earth and become the gas stage into the atmosphere. And then as it goes through the different temperature change, it begins to condense back up in the clouds.
Yeah, condensation.
So it comes, why? Because of heat.
Yes.
So the water cycle, the water comes through the liquid form on the earth up to the clouds through the process of heat, which takes place evaporation. So it gets a little hot sometimes, but it's all for the further good.
Good. So get knowledge. Mm-hmm. So all we're saying this week here, that in order for you to become productive and be a productive member of society, you have to know what you do. You have to what? Know what you do, not think of what you do, know what you do, and know how to do it. Mm-hmm. You have to know how to do it. And in order for you to know how to do it, you need what? Wisdom.
Wisdom from above.
Come on now.
Because God will cause you to be the best in it when we access his wisdom from above. And we know that wisdom from above, it redeems time.
Yeah.
When we're operating in God's wisdom, the things that used to take you 8 hours, you can now do in 3 hours. The things that used to take an hour, you can now do in 15 minutes, because wisdom redeems time. But you don't get to that level of wisdom without taking the time to be perfected in that area and allowing God to teach you the way that you can should go in that area.
Yes. And I love the book of Proverbs, and I love the book of Ecclesiastes, because it has wisdom. It's full of wisdom. It's full of things that we can learn from and become more productive. Verse 7. Look at verse 7.
Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
Yeah.
Verse 7.
Look at verse 7.
Truly, the light is sweet. And it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun.
Okay. And that is such a this Thursday morning. You need to write these two verses down and meditate in them. If the cloud is full, it will empty themselves. And watch this now.
Truly the light is sweet.
Man, light is sweet.
And it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun.
Yes. And light here is knowledge. Light here is the knowledge that you got. It is sweet when you have light, knowledge, and understanding in a subject area, in your profession. When you know what to do in there, it is sweet. You don't stumble, and it is pleasant to the eye. You watch a guy who knows what he's doing. It's pleasant, man, when you're looking at him. It's sweet. He just know what to do. He has full of confidence, all right? You don't want a doctor to perform no surgery on you if you think he doesn't know what he is doing. He doesn't have the proper skill set. Quite likely, that surgery is not going to go well. It won't go well. But when you know, when your doctor know what he's doing, and you know he has developed the skill set. And number three, Diane, what number three says? Number three.
Show the results of what you
do. And he showed the result. He had done that surgery many, many times. And they're all successful. It is sweet, man.
It works.
It works. Go ahead, Diane.
when we are working, it will increase. When we are working our gifts and our talents, it will bring forth increase. We must show the results of what we do. People are looking for results. They're looking for something that works.
Yeah.
A lot of times we know the 100 things that don't work, but what about the one thing that does work? We know the 100 things that we definitely do not want to do, but what is the one thing that you are good at, that you can devote some time to perfect, and then it will be your place of profit. The place where you fit is the place where you profit. And then when we look at the word profitability, the abilities that you have will cause you to profit. God has already given each and every one of us a way, a power to be able to produce wealth. It's our gifts and our talents. And for several weeks, we were in Matthew 25, and we were talking about the parable of the talents. They were assigned a specific amount of talents of what they were able to handle at that time. One received five, one received two, one received one. And we know that the one who started with five, he was able to trade and gain another five. So he had 10. Then he was given the one for the person who buried his talent in an unprofitable place. So then he had 11. And we know it goes from a numeric number to many and then to abundance. So we all have a starting point. God has given you a talent to be able to trade. He has given you a talent to be able to gain from. What may be seem small now grows into much. He who is faithful with a little will become what? Ruler over much. And the Bible tells us, do not despise small beginnings. A lot of times we despise the small beginning and we never see anything greater than the small beginning. But the Bible warns us, do not despise your small beginnings. How does increase come? By being faithful with the little, by being faithful with what is another man's, and then God will give you your own.
And to support what you said and to support this teaching all week, if the axe is dull, it requires more strength. And wisdom is the master here. Wisdom is the teacher. He says, sharpen the axe. When you develop your skill set, it produces your reputation. It produces that people start to speak, the world will see, they will know, they will enjoy what you do. It's good. So your reputation will be good. And you produce the result. And then we look at the last scripture we look at was from Ecclesiastic, 11, Diane?
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastic 11 says that, and verse 3 says, the cloud are full
of rain. They empty themselves upon the earth.
And we also look at verse 7.
Truly the light is sweet, yeah, and it is pleasant for the eyes, yeah, to behold the sun.
So we want to close this morning teaching by looking at Ecclesiastic 7. When we look at Ecclesiastic 7 and verse 11. We want to look at verse 11 or 7.
Wisdom is good with an inheritance.
Yeah.
And unprofitable to those who see the sun.
Yes. Come on. Wisdom has a what? An inheritance. You will produce. Wisdom will make you produce. It has an inheritance. You're going to inherit. He who uses wisdom will have. It teaches. That's why you must require. It's important. All this week, this teaching is for you to know what you do and know how to do it. Go ahead, Dan.
We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. We have services on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Come on early for the Connection Cafe, which usually starts at 9:30 a.m. Where usually service ends around 12 o'clock. So if you're available, come on by on a Sunday morning and meet us at Celebration Tabernacle Church, 1010 Dixon Boulevard. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
The Father judges no one. Now you read that verse and you might walk out of here saying, well, the Bible says God doesn't judge anybody. Or it doesn't say that. It says the Father doesn't judge. Why doesn't the Father judge? Because the Father has delegated the task of judging the world to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. We live in a country that says you can believe in anybody you want to, that we all worship the same God, that you can reject Jesus and still have the Father. No. You cannot honor the Father without honoring the Son. And the Father has appointed a day where he will judge the world